Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and we're going to read Psalm 76 today. This is another Psalm of Asaph. In Judah is God known, his name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There he brake the arrows of the bow, the shield and the sword and the battle. Glorious art thou and excellent from the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled, they have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both chariot and horse are carried into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause sentence to be heard from heaven, the earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save the meek of the earth. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The residue of wrath shalt thou girt about thee. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God, but let all be round about him, bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. Again, we can get a sense for what Asaph's personality is. This is a loud, exciting, dramatic psalm. God looks out and sees what is going on. And God's own people look out from their ramparts and see their fate. The enemy that is around them, but now the enemy is asleep. The enemy is confused. They can't find their weapons. They can't put their weapons on. The engines of war, chariots and horses, are all asleep. The enemy is asleep. And the land is still in obedience under God in his judgment. What an exciting image that God's people can have, this view of when everything mounts up against them, God can, wearing wrath and girding it about his body, descend down and to judge and to bring to an end those who are wrong. And for whom does God do this? Verse 9, when God arose to judgment to save the meek of the earth. The meek who submit to God, who trust in God, who hold on to him, and who then, in verse 11, they turn around and they pay their vows, and they bring presents, and they know the fear they need to have to him, and they walk in that way. It's an interesting idea, this juxtaposition. Asaph, who writes these macho, loud, sword-filled songs, then expresses that he and God's people need to be meek before this great God of power. Let's read it again. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There he brake the arrows of the bow, the shield and the sword and the battle. Glorious art thou and excellent from the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled. They have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both chariot and horse are carried away into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause sentence to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save the meek of the earth. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, the residue of wrath shalt thou girt about thee. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God, let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes, he is terrible to the kings of the earth. This would be written by a child of God who lived at a time when you could physically live and be a part of God's kingdom, an actual kingdom that had rule and leadership and kingship on earth, talking about all the princes out there who had nothing that they could do to stop God's vengeance. We live in a day where being a part of God's kingdom is not necessarily having a physical ruler. We can live all over the globe and be a part of this great kingdom of God. And so that final sentiment of knowing that God is terrible to the kings of earth should remind us that it is not the country that we happen to live in, the ruler that we happen to have, the government that we happen to be under, but rather this great God who stands above and who judges over that we need to look toward, not trusting in what we see around us, but rather trusting in the meekness and submission under God. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.